Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The first 5 years of life are critical for brain development. That's when lots of rapid growth occurs. So basics like good nutrition and plenty of sleep are key. And there's another factor researchers believe can make a big difference for young minds. As part of our week-long series on childcare, WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel gives us a peek inside kids' developing brains.
You want to put in the strawberry? Thank you for the strawberry.
Teachers spend a lot of time at kids' eye level at Horizons for Homeless Children in Roxbury. Deneen Corin kneels beside Safira, who's nearly two.
Whoa, you put one strawberry in.
Corin has been working in early childhood education for nearly 30 years. She says the teachers at this childcare center are hyper-focused on interacting with each kid.
You build relationships with them by being engaged with them in what they're doing.
Corin says the key is uninterrupted, focused time with the child.
We're present. The teachers are present, so we're not distracted by other things. We are here to sit on the floor and engage and talk and listen.
Yellow!
Banana! Protein! Yum, 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 yum.
It's in moments like this that the brain is developing, says Kate Barand, the president and CEO of Horizons. She points to research that shows children thrive with this kind of back and forth exchange.
That's the critical piece. That's how children learn, is through that relationship.
The give and take can even be seen in a baby's brain waves. The waves will sync up with those of their caregiver during these interactions.
You're looking at me, I'm looking back at you. I say something, then you say something.
Juja Caldi is a cognitive psychologist who co-directs the Baby Lab at UMass Boston.
This kind of activity can be measured in terms of our brain, underlying brain activities, and it in a really fascinating way. It's reflected in these synchronizations of these waves.
And there's something else happening. The children are refining their neural connections. This process starts in utero. From then up until Safira's age, about age 2 or 3, a child's brain is building more and more connections between neurons. Next, up to age 5 and beyond, the brain whittles down those pathways, keeping just the useful ones. Amanda Tarullo runs the Brain and Early Experiences Laboratory at Boston University.
That's one of the key ways that children learn, that they form new connections in the brain, that existing connections get strengthened so that those pathways get to be more efficient. So really, interaction with caregivers is really building the architecture of the brain.
When this process goes well, Tarullo says, researchers see a higher percentage of fast, efficient brain activity as kids get older. But that doesn't always happen.
This process is sensitive to factors like poverty. So children who are growing up in extreme poverty tend to have less fast wave brain activity compared to their peers who have had more privilege.
And this matters long term. Policymakers often focus on differences in school achievement, like widening gaps in test scores and college graduation rates. But Tarullo says the reality is
most of that achievement gap is there on the first day of kindergarten already.
Horizons for Homeless Children is trying to change that, one relationship, one interaction at a time.
Can you put some rice in your cup? See if you can fill it up. Can you make another scoop?
The center has more teachers in each classroom than what the state requires, and those teachers make more money. The lowest salary is more than $10,000 higher than the industry average in Massachusetts.
It's money well spent.
Director Barand says this means extra one-on-one time for children and less staff turnover, a big challenge in childcare. Her approach is all about relationship building. She's confident in the strategy, she says, because the science is clear.
This is the time where the foundation of your brain is built. And if you build it poorly the first time, it's very hard to recover.
And if you build it well the first time, she says, it can last long into adulthood. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.